Welcome back.
Well, welcome back to Elastic Conversations, where you have Juwan right here, and you also have to my right,
Keisha.
And to your right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. See, I keep thinking we're going to do it. Like, we keep practicing.
I am under the weather. And no, I don't have no mask on, and I'm not wearing one. Okay? Okay, ladies.
Somebody get the lights off.
I will probably be coughing through this, but I will cough in this direction. So with that being said, for real, welcome back. Welcome back. It is the last month of the year.
It's exciting.
It's like holiday season, you guys.
So it is holiday season.
It's like holiday season, okay? I have not heard the Temptation song yet. So until I hear the Temptation song.
You better go to Target. That's all I heard was Mariah Carey and the Temptation.
You better put it on 99.1.
I do.
Sunny. Oh, Sunny.
99.1.
They're playing everything you need to hear.
I love it.
They did not have
that much. My bad. I was trying to do it all.
They just didn't. So we're just now coming back. Shut up.
Somebody get the lights
on. So we're just now coming back, you know, you guys, from Turkey Day, Gobble Gobble. How was everybody's Thanksgiving, though?
Ooh, it was nice, relaxing. I actually did exactly what I wanted to do this year. Instead of, you know, when you come from a blended family, something we're going to get into later, yes. You have to go to all these different houses and all these different family members. But this year, I kept it nice and simple.
What'd you do?
I cooked at my house.
What'd you cook? Lettuce?
Ooh, it was close. I did have a salad. But okay. We did seafood. So we did like king crabs, Dungeness crabs, snow crabs, prong shrimp, a gumbo, and then a Caesar salad because I was eating no lettuce.
Okay.
And then I did a little bit of traditional, but I did a crawfish seafood dressing with all the good seafood in there. And what else did I do? Broccoli and cheese. And
did it have rice in it?
You better know it did. It was a little casserole. Yeah, it was good. And then I did a stuffed chicken for the first time.
You did it or you bought it?
You went to Burt.
I went to A-Bear's.
What's the one over there in Acres Homes?
No, it's the one over there on Derry Ashford. But I had to cook it, y'all. It was complicated.
And the temperature was right.
I did.
Hey. Okay, no one died.
Everyone's still breathing.
Okay.
So I think I did good.
Hey.
What about you, Keisha?
Keisha, what you do?
Thanksgiving, gobble, gobble.
We cooked a little niblets at my house.
I did help
my mother stop it.
And then we went to my
uncle's house and we fellowshipped there.
Wait, what did y'all cook? Did y'all do the traditional spread?
Yeah, traditional. We had turkey ham dressing, dirty rice, yams.
Ooh. Did your yams have
greens?
Was it yams or was it candy yams?
Like candy. No, my mother, we don't do that. My mother mashes them. We can't do the
really?
Like, she mashes.
She don't put marshmallows.
No, she does not. We don't do the marshmallows.
No, to the marshmallows.
Like two sticks of butter,
brown sugar,
vanilla, regular sugar, vanilla, yes. Cinnamon. Like, yes, they're mashed. I just can't fathom eating them in chunks.
I do. My mom doesn't do chunks. She does slices. Like really thin slices. Mm-hmm.
So good. But does she do the marshmallows? Or is it like no casserole? Oh, yeah, we don't do the marshmallows.
Not a marshmallow.
I don't.
Inside.
My kids didn't even want it. They knew better.
Was it that marshmallow? I've had it with marshmallows before. It's not bad. It was just the candy part wasn't candied enough for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It just wasn't candied enough for me. So, yeah.
So, what did you do, Juwan?
Well, you know, I gave back me and my friend, my man, you know what I'm saying? We cooked. So we cooked some turkeys and some green beans and some mashed potatoes.
You said turkeys with
turkeys.
An S. How many is that?
Two.
Ooh.
We cooked two turkeys.
And you
cooked some green
them?
Beans, sliced Ooh. It up. We fed the homeless.
That's great.
Wow.
That's what
oh
we
my
did.
God.
We truly did. We fed the homeless. It was the most amazing thing that I've done. It felt so good.
Just I bet.
Being able to look into their faces and seeing us come around, because we did it up under the bridges.
Nice.
So, you know, when you do the turnaround up under the bridges, you can normally see like the tents up under there. And that's a lot of people up under
it
there.
It is a bunch
of
people.
So, we fed them and it was something different.
What a way to give back.
It felt good.
That is awesome.
It felt really, really, really,
that is awesome.
Really good. So, yeah, I'm glad everybody had like a really good turkey day.
I did.
And speaking of your blended family and you going all around these places and stuff. Yes. And speaking of blended families, that is the topic today.
Blended families.
Blended families. So, you know, how does it work? Is it working? Are you in a blended family? I know I personally come from
a product of a blended family.
A blended family. Nice. I mean, my dad was still in the picture. Don't get it twisted. But I definitely spent a lot of years in a blended family. So let's talk about the pros and cons. And so, Miss V.
Yes.
Since you said that you had to go around, what was it like? And then you can kind of follow into like the blended family. And who's blended? Like, how are you blended?
Well, I'm like you. My dad was always there. It was just my parents decided to get a divorce. And my dad actually, and I don't know if he did this to taunt my mom, but it's so hilarious. He actually moved around the corner. Oh. So my childhood, my divorced parents, my dad lived around the corner. And as I became older, it got more complicated because then he got married. And of course, they had children. Mm-hmm. And then they had children together, you know. And that's when it started getting more complicated. Then it's like, okay, now I gotta go to my dad's. I gotta eat over there. Then I gotta go to my mom's. And then you have to go to your mom's sisters. Then you got to go to your dad's sisters, which are your uncles and aunts. And then you go into your grandparents. And then it's like everything is separated. So there's one side of the family that you begin to get to know. And then it's the other side of the family that you begin to get to know. So it becomes like your time is all just like, okay, I got to be here at 10. I got to be here at 12 so that you can divide your time up amongst your family. So the thing about the blended family, though, it's interesting because what it did to me was taught me what I wasn't going to do if I became a step-parent myself.
And that is?
I would love them unconditionally like they were my own. So I didn't have that.
Really?
Right. Because I never got a chance to bond with my step-people because my mom was this type of woman. She sheltered me. So while she was dating, I never met this person. And then all of a sudden, it was like, I'm married.
Oh, let's get into it. Yes.
And then, boy, let me tell you something else. That's just my mom. Now, my dad. My dad
so
just
blended twice.
I'm blended twice. I'm actually blended like four times, twice on each side. Okay. And then my dad, they just eloped and came back. And we just had like a big party. And they were like, oh, by the way, we're married. That was a toast during the party.
How old were you?
With my dad, I was fairly young. I was probably like, I don't want to say I don't really. I think I was maybe
a roundabout.
I can't even think of the age because my my youngest sibling, my brother, was born in 94. So maybe I don't
were
know.
You probably a teenager.
I wasn't a teenager. I probably was about 10 or 12. The reason why I don't know the exact date because my dad was like a player. So I wasn't sure when one ended and the other one began.
Okay.
So I it was a lot of overlapping and every woman that he was involved with had kids. So I can't remember which ones came in and came out because he was in long-term relationships. And so it becomes so complicated because it's
so many
different people.
But was it easy? Was it easy? Like the transition, do you remember the transition? Were you acceptable to the the blendedness?
Not at first. Because the way.
Or the territorial.
I was very territorial. I was like, that's my daddy. Where is he going? Like, why?
You were the only child at that time.
At that time, I was the only child.
Okay.
So do you think that if he would have introduced you to her prior to just popping up saying, I'm getting married, and you formed a relationship with her, things would have been different? You would have felt a different way?
I think on both sides. Mm-hmm. Because on both sides, no one told me. It was just, we got a divorce. And I think I was about 6 at that time when I got the divorce. And then the next thing I know, it was like, okay, now I'm married.
Yeah.
So I think if I would have been able, like you said, to, you know, form a bond with that person, maybe they would have had a more of a mothering taking to me and a fathering taking to me because we didn't get a chance to bond. It was just, they dated behind my back and then boom, we're married. And then the person has moved in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you felt like it was behind your back.
It was.
It was definitely behind my back.
So do you feel like he should have told you?
I feel like my parents were young and they were going through their own issues and reason why I can look at it now because I'm a parent myself and I don't fault them for the mistakes they made and the lack of communication or the behavior that they displayed because they were brand new to it to themselves.
Right.
And they were also battling a lot. Like my dad is Catholic and, you know, like 99% of Louisiana is, and they just don't, that's like taboo getting a divorce. And this, I was one of the very first to have divorced parents. Mm-hmm. I was the one that broke that mold. Oh. And this is maybe like about 86. So in the 80s, it was kind of taboo. Everybody still had both their parents in the home. Mm-hmm. So I was new at not only in the home, but also at school. I was like the only person that had divorced in my family. None of my, you know.
Did you act out?
I did. I became so angry. Mm-hmm. I was angry. I was always ready to fight. Oh, I was mad.
So if you could, if you could tell like little V, mm-hmm. what would you tell little V to not be mad? Are you regretful for being mad, or do you feel like you were in your right?
I feel like I was in my right because no one paid me any attention. And that was the way for me to let them. Do you see me now? Okay. It's not only about you being unhappy in a divorce or a relationship. Do you see this child?
So mm-hmm. did you make their relationship? Did you put strain and stress on their relationship by you acting out, though? And not did you know that you were doing that at that moment?
Not at all. I actually would be so nice to them and I would act out at school.
Oh.
Because I felt like if it was my fault, I didn't want to make them any more angry about things that I did. So I was perfect at home and all a student. And then when I was at school, I was crunk and ready to fight.
So you let it out then?
I would let it out. Anybody could get it. Because I was mad. No one told me my dad was going to leave. And then I was still confused because he was right around the corner. And then when he moved, it's just like, wow, this is like really happening now.
Everything had to change.
Yeah. Changed.
So it made you feel like no one cared about your feelings or anything because they kept that from you. Such a big part of their lives they yes. kept from you. Yes. So it's like, am I here or... And so you behaved in a manner that was appropriate at home
right.
because you felt like, oh, well, maybe if I act right, they won't keep nothing else from me.
You better believe it. Okay. You better believe it.
Yeah,
and
I totally, you know.
You better believe it.
I can't speak on it because I'm not a part of a blended family. I didn't grow up in a blended family.
You're not a product of one.
A product of one.
But you are raising one.
Yes, but beautiful. I just wanted to, you know, it's nice that we're having this conversation because you know, I have children that's a part of a blended family, and I can't grasp that concept because I'm not a product of one.
Well, I can help you.
I don't know how they're feeling, you know, so it's really good that we're having this conversation.
I'm going to tell you this, that I like you with your blended family because the way that you handle your stepkids and all that, that's how I would have wanted to be handled.
Involved
because you are genuinely have a big heart and you're a loving person. You don't have that type of spirit. So I was dealing with a bunch of demons. Mm-hmm. And so that comes from a different way. So when it's not in your heart, you're going to naturally know what to do with your blended family because you just naturally are a good hearted, good spirited person.
Yeah.
I was dealing with some demons that was selfish and just real ugly, you know, just real ugly because like I said, my parents were young, so were their mates. And so I'm watching these 20-something-year-old people grow up.
Are they still together with those mates?
Absolutely not. That's why I said it went on and on and on and on and on and on.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So it was interesting. But the one thing, the positive side, I would get gifts from both sides. That was like the best thing.
Right.
You are.
They are more than.
I love gifts.
And she said before, she likes gifts.
I love gifts. So that was the only plus side. I was getting gifts from every which way.
So did you really feel like the gifts?
Did you feel alone?
I did. That's why I was so overweight. Because my food was my best friend.
Oh.
Food was my best friend. That was how I got comfort.
Yeah.
And that's how I related to my grandma. We would cook and eat. But I'm eating man-sized plates because I'm like, dang, this is how I get attention. Granny's going to show me attention. We're going to eat and cook together.
So the gifts were like an apology.
The gifts were to make sure that their conscience had them with peace so they could sleep with themselves at night.
You know what I call that? Over-parenting and over-gifting, I think.
I'm glad it happened because I don't get gifts now. So God knew what it was doing.
Oh, my God. Well, I know for me... my blended family life started in like 1985.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was about 4. I think I was 4 getting ready to go on 5. And I don't remember when the man entered into the life, but I just remember him being there.
Right.
And it was a really good situation.
Oh.
Until it wasn't.
Oh.
But it was
until it wasn't,
damn. You guys.
Damn it. What
happened? Growing
up, the turmoil.
Yeah,
growing
what happened?
Up, well, let me just
say. Because I need deets on this.
Let me just say.
Because it was
starting
off so good.
When you blend a family, you're blending not only that person that you're marrying, but you're also blending their siblings, yes. their cousins, and, yes. And everything their parents. Else. So mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes into that. Mm-hmm. But all I know for me is my dad was always in the picture. Mm-hmm. He always was. My stepdad was an amazing stepdad. He was. He truly was. I don't think I would have played baseball so long if I didn't. That was my way of connecting with him. I hated baseball.
Oh, wow.
I hated
but
playing.
But you compromised to be.
I hated playing. Until that one day, I'm like, I'm not playing anymore. I just don't want to do it.
You okay? Put your foot down.
Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But no, he was the coach. Mm-hmm. And but in 1985, it was just me and my sister. Mm-hmm. And I was the youngest. I was the baby. Mm. And she was the oldest. Mm. And then when they decided to bring his kids in from Alabama and bring them here to the house, I became a middle child.
Oh.
And so did my sister.
Mm. Oh.
So it was a younger one. But at that given moment, I was like, I don't give a damn. I have a little brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a brother. You know, it was the coolest thing. We shared rooms and everything. But I think we lost our identity. We started to dress alike and everything. But it was so cool. We were so close. That lasted for a very, very, very long time. But I'm going to say this. Although my stepdad was the most amazing man, and to me, because I believe he established a relationship with me first, and he allowed that relationship to kind of blossom over time. I think he might have like discovered what my love language might have possibly been.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? In order to connect with
me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's about finding that connection with that person. Mm-hmm. And so even though it might not have worked out with them mm-hmm. when I look back, I still remember him treating me very well. Mm. Now, with that being said, I don't care who you are. This is my personal beliefs. You can have a mixed family, you can have a blended family, but you're never gonna love your own. You're never gonna love somebody else's like your own. I can say that you can have unconditional love for them, but there, if you put them in a raft, and you're in a raft, and you can only fit one person, who are you grabbing? Who are you grabbing?
That's true. And you know what else to add to that? You know how I know that you're telling the truth? Because the moment my parents divorced my step parent, whether it be the dad or the mother, I never even had a relationship with them again, ever the same way. So they were too easy to cut me off and not deal with me. And I'm like, wait, I thought it was some kind of love, a connection there. But it, like you said, they will never love me the way that they love their own that they gave birth to. Because how is it that we had a connection and not only you, but your entire family, your friends, your children and your siblings don't even deal with me anymore. So that love can be cut on and off to me. That's too convenient.
So I connect with you on that level.
Yes.
Because I think it was from 1985 until I was in 10th grade. They were married and then it just ended.
Hmm.
And I remember me and my stepbrother, I remember them calling a family meeting. We had family meetings. We grew up like the Hustlers. We had family meetings, you know? So we had a family meeting and I just remember them telling us that, you know, something happened. I remember that man sleeping on the couch. He lied to me and told me it was because his back was hurting.
It was stuff going on.
You did it. But no, but yeah. So I remember them telling us that, you know, things are going to change and yada, yada, this. And I just remember me and my brother, my ex-stepbrother, like raising our hand playing because we were like, we got questions and stuff. Not knowing that our whole lives was going to change.
Right. In that moment.
In that moment, I never knew because he winded up moving out, living around the corner. My ex-stepbrother still went to Cunningham at that time. We still was living together. We were so close. Mm-hmm. We were close. Some of my most darkest moments happened in my life from my stepdad's family.
Okay? Wow.
So that's why I say it turned good when it didn't, but he was amazing. So don't get it twisted. He was an amazing person to me.
Yeah.
To me. He truly was. But I never thought that it would come to a point to where we wouldn't speak. Because when it ended, I can see the oldest one because, and I'm going to say it, and if you're watching, you're watching. You never cared for me, and it's okay. You were quite old.
It is what it is.
You never cared for me. I can tell the way that you treated me that you never cared for me in that manner. You know what I'm saying? You cared for me as far as, okay, we live in the same household. This is that. I get that respect for that. I understand that.
Right.
But as far as me and that younger one, I honestly thought that we would be cool like this. I never met his children. I wasn't invited to his wedding. I actually moved to a different side of town, and come to find out when I moved to the Northwest, my ex stepdad lived literally right around the corner.
Did y'all ever connect? I
went over there for like holidays and everything. You see what I'm saying? It just behooved me that they never reached out. And it gets to the point to where it's almost like I had got into my mind like, well, what the hell did you tell your children?
And
because not only did they not talk to me,
they didn't talk to your mom,
but they didn't talk to my mom, and they had to come back to their neighborhood to speak to their friends. So you would be on the same street, maybe the next street over, and not even bother to even speak. You understand what I'm saying? And so it kind of is what it is. I never understood why. I got over it. Yeah, I'm totally over it. Like I see they have beautiful families. Like we're totally friends on like social media and everything.
Yeah.
But to this day, as an adult, I would actually challenge, why did you stop talking? You know what I'm saying? Why did the communication just break off? I personally don't know, because I know for myself, when I realized that I was the only one reaching out,
it wasn't being reciprocated,
and it just kind of wasn't. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to kind of fall back because I kind of feel like I am intruding on a situation.
Yeah. That's not a good feeling.
Then it was like, it kind of is what it is. But a beautiful thing was brought out of that divorce, because me and my mom, like,
bonded. Nice.
We're all we had. We are all we had.
The originators.
It grew me up and everything. Yeah. But I got to honestly say, like, I never called him daddy. And if I did, it was by accident, because I probably had just came off of a weekend with my dad and I just accidentally did that. I knew the difference. I understood the difference. But I'm going to honestly say, I do not believe that in my heart that a parent can actually love a stepchild in the same way that is their blood. I don't believe it. And just seeing how I was a very observant child. So I'm sitting up there, like, if we got good grades and we're in like mixed company with a family or an event or something, I could hear the joyfulness of him explaining their grades and what they're doing. You know what I mean? And it's more like, oh yeah, and Juwan got an A or a B and everything. Or, you know, he got on base. You know, but it would be more elaborated with his own kids.
He was so elated and so just
you so can
excited.
Kinda see.
That's
and
crazy.
I can understand that they kinda overparented us and everything, but out of a whole them just being able to kind of keep it together for that long, and they took us on around everywhere. We took family trips every freaking year. So it was an amazing combination. But there are things in there that you can actually do, I would say, as a product of a blended family. And it's like, take the time out to form the relationship with the child.
Yes.
First.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let me back that up. Form a relationship, a strong bond with the person that you're committed with.
Right.
I would actually say that, and get a clear understanding of what parenting is going to look like.
Right.
You know, because I might not want you as a dad figure.
Right.
But I just might want you as a confidant.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So establish that. Give that time to actually grow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And really pay attention. Try your best to treat each person equally and let them grow equally. Because I do know once they came from Alabama and moved in with us, my life shift. And so I can understand how that attention that you was actually getting had to be dispersed in so many other different ways.
Chopped up like chop suey.
You know what I mean?
It was so different for me. I can relate on everything you said. The thing that really shocked me though is that this is still fresh. Like, my dad just got a divorce like the last 4 or 5 years. So the length of time that y'all were, this is like this relationship with my step, siblings and my blended and half siblings or whatever. that went on through my 30s.
Really?
Yes. So for me to establish relationships all the way as a child, maybe 10, 12 years old, all the way to 30s, and then you could just cut it off like that, that's when I knew, I agree with you, there is no way. There's no way, there's no how.
So how would you, if you said that, if you had a blended family, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. how would you show that? How would you give that unconditional love, if you could? Is it possible? Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you can?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. Because y'all are coming from the children's perspective, but I'm coming from
the parents' perspective. Oh, I want to hear it.
Of the step-parents.
Perspective. Right. Yeah.
It's a, you know, I understand what you're saying when you say you don't believe that a person could love another child more or on the same level as they love their own child. I have been in situations where I've been, you know, the girlfriend and they've had children or whatever. Those kids were brought into our lives because basically, you know, it was stability there. And those children needed a parent or a parental figure. So, you know, the way that I was raised, if those children are in your home and that you love them children like they're your children, but it becomes a point when the other parent, not that you're with, but their parent, their mother,
the one you're co-parenting with,
they're not receptive of that relationship. So I think it plays a part in adults being adults and that the children are the bigger picture, because a lot of, I'll say myself, are become very guarded, because once you put that out there, you have to be mindful that these children, no matter how these children were treated, they still love their parents. So you can say, you know, anything or try to parent these kids, but at the end of the day, you're not their parent. So I'm gonna do what my mom says, or I'm gonna do, you know, what my dad says. So it's like, if I'm giving you love and I'm showing you this, well, and you're coming over here every weekend or whatever, you live here, but you often go see your family, your other parent. You don't know what's being received on that end when they go home. Or what's being said.
Right.
So when they come back, it's kind of like disrespectful or
attitude.
It's like, you're not my mom. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to, you know. It's so you become very guarded, and you know, you don't want to overstep your bound. For me, I don't ever want to be in a situation where they feel like I'm taking their mother's place. So, but I'm here. I love you. I'm here. Whatever you need. If you need me to be, let me in. I'm in, you know, I will be, but you always have to, that line is always there, that they're always gonna, you know, love their parents more than you, or they're always going to listen.
I want to ask you a question on that. I feel where you're coming from. Now, do you feel as though if the relationship ended with that person, that you would be okay with not having a relationship with those children anymore?
Mm-hmm. Come on, parent.
No.
You would still have a relationship with the child?
I would.
I believe it, because the way you were raised. I kind of believe that. I could see you going to their games and still being involved.
My oldest daughter, I'm not with her father anymore. But he has another child. I'm friends with that mother and that child.
Right.
I still am.
It's called maturity.
It's maturity. That's why I said it has to be boundaries. It has to. If you're going to get in this relationship, then cut this off with this one so that the kids are the bigger picture. A lot of the time, the other spouse or the other parent is mad at you because you took them or you did. It's all about them. It's not about the kids.
Okay. So I have two things. As far as them going home, the child going home and them coming back, I think if you stand in the person that you are, that's going to show. Because coming from a person from a blended family, I remember the way that man treated me.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
It does.
Me, right? And so what I'm saying is that it also depends on the age of the child, too, mm-hmm. as well.
And the age of the parents.
So, and the age of the parents.
Yeah.
Or not even the age of the parents.
Yeah, because they're not mature.
The maturity level.
There you go.
So what if you was to establish, that's why I say establish the relationship to the child. What kind of relationship are you having? what is it that you want out of that relationship? Because you might be coming into the relationship, that situation, with a whole total different perception of what that child may be thinking.
True.
You know what I'm
true.
Saying? So you might be thinking, oh, it's going to be blended and I'm going to love, and you got a ticking time bomb sitting right
there.
Who
still want their parents to be together.
So
yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
So if that's the case, then what if it's like, okay, I'm not your mom. Having that talk with them, establishing that relationship of saying, you know, if there's ever anything that if you're in trouble or if it's something that you don't want to tell your mom or any of your parents. So finding that fine line of to cultivate that safe space of love
done
and create
it.
That,
done
then
it.
You can actually do that.
I've done it. And they know that's the deal.
But when they get older,
they're old.
They will remember that.
Yeah, they do. And you know, like our home or our relationship is their stability. It's like they know they have two people that's going to encourage them, support them. So, but it's hard for people when they come from chaos and they get into structure, they create chaos to live because they don't know structure. They think it's boundaries there. So that's a different, when kids have been like growing up and taking care of themselves, when they come into a situation where there's structure
rules,
yeah.
There's a reprogramming.
Yes, but
it's a lot of pushback too.
It is a lot of pushback. And let me just say that when you're the parent, when you're the step parent, the girlfriend, whomever, there are boundaries because you don't know what you're dealing with on the other end as far as this parent can do, say, and do whatever and get you in trouble. So it's not like you can cross the line, even though they're in your own home and different things like that. You have to be mindful of what you say and do with these children, because technically they're not your child, and they can go back and lie and say whatever and do whatever. This parent can say and do whatever. So it's kind of like your back is against the wall. Now I have said, don't get it.
You've laid down the law.
I have laid down the law. Daddy has laid down the law.
With
it's
the next
two. Yes.
Okay.
It's two adults in this house.
Right.
Mm. And you're not one of them.
Well, yeah.
And neither is your parent.
They're at their house.
Yeah, they're at their house. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what goes on over there. This is how we run this house.
This ship will be ran this way.
Yeah. And it's kind of like not trying to.
It's a fine line of wall.
It is. It's hard.
It's a fine line
of
wall.
It's hard because you have your own children. Now, let me get back to your own biological children. You have to be on this fine line not to show too much here to make them feel some type of way, you know.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to figure out, because you get to the point to where it's like, you can probably get your child to look like, you know, you'd be like, oh, no, you can't have that fruit snack. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get that look. And then the stepchild, well, you can't have that fruit snack. Why? What do you say?
You give them that look? Yeah, but do
I choke you out? Because I choke my own out?
Yeah.
You can die too?
They may not be receptive to that look because you're not my mama. I don't have to do what you're saying. You can't touch me.
Have you been told that before?
No.
Oh,
but because you come from a place of love.
You've never even been told that before.
No,
so that's good.
He has. And
the stepdad. Oh,
wow. We can even go here. We have a baby together and we're together.
Yes.
So they're even looking. It's a possibility. How do we treat this baby without them being jealous?
Exactly.
Ooh,
it's a lie.
Because of their different parents.
Yes.
And you know what? That's how I know that you are more mature and you may be blessed to be in this situation because of the way you are. Because you're willing to work and you know what it takes.
But the second one that I actually want to say, before I forget it, is that I hear a lot of people talking about the blended family and the children. I think sometimes that's how it kind of actually gets ruined too as well, because you got to have y'all's time too as well. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, I know for us, we took so many vacations. We always took one major vacation and then they would go back to Mobile, Alabama. We would go to Shreveport to get grounded, honey. I ran outside with no socks on and shoes. You know what I'm saying? On the tar road.
You had a flashback.
You know what I'm saying? I did. It was so fun. And then that's when they took their trip. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when they bonded. What they did, I don't know. I don't know the struggles that they had behind closed doors, because I've never seen an argument. I know the disciplinary. I think he might have popped me maybe twice in my life, but my mama beat everybody's ass in the house. You know what I'm saying?
She kept like, it fair.
She did, mama, with that brown belt. You know what I'm saying? With the belt, you guys, with the belt. Mm-hmm. But no, she did. She whooped everybody in the house the same way. If she had a long paragraph, you got a long ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she had a lot to say, it was going down. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I guess with the parents, it's just finding out who... it's going to be the disciplinary person. But I came in the situation at a young age, so it's different for
me. Like I said, these children, they were young. They're adults now. But it's all about the parents and having some type of understanding. I've always been the one to be like, I need to meet them. You know, because children have always lived in our home. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to meet them just to let them know it's nothing. You know, we're here for the children, blase this. I want you to know who I am. I want to know who you are. Right. But if that other parent is not receptive, then what do you do?
And that may be mostly where the dysfunction came with my building, because the way that the marriage ended was trifling. And then the way that him and my stepmom got married was trifling. So it brought a lot of heat from my mother because she was a hurt woman scorned. So that can alter. I know exactly what you're saying, because that can alter not only the child's attitude towards the step parent, but it can alter the relationship and the maturity level of the two co-parents.
Right.
It can.
So that's what I understand saying. Where you're coming from as the mother, but I'm glad that you handle it the way that you were raised in love, because I see the difference, okay, of the way you handle your stepchildren and the way that I was handled and the way that I've seen others being handled. And that's why I'm like, I admire you and thank God. And I sometimes think maybe that's why you're blessed to have the blended family, because you could have done it either way, because that traumatic experience can really ruin children's lives.
And it can make you stone crazy as the parent.
Yes. And
because you don't
it can make you stone crazy as the child.
Yes.
Both of you. Both. It's a situation. That's why I think everybody involved needs therapy. Because
yes.
I don't really, and you know what? And I do believe in therapy, but I just really truly believe in open conversation and open communication and being allowing the children, especially in our culture, allowing in the African American culture, allowing the children to have a voice and to have feelings, because we have been taught before you ain't had no feelings.
Yeah, they think an opinion is disrespect.
That's why I said therapy. Yeah.
Therapy.
Our parents' mindset is not there.
No.
It's what I keep myself in this house, what I say goes, and that's
no
it.
No questions now, can be asked.
That's what I'm saying. So, but I think we don't think about how kids feel in the situation or how the other parent is feeling or how parents are feeling in general. Mm-mm. Like, we don't think about that. With my kids, I am.
And you're thinking about it. And even with them going to school too.
Yes. Even how involved the other parent is in their life or lack thereof. Mm. You know, it plays a part. And I, for one, I don't know how to be there. I can't do anything but be the mom in the situation. Like, I can't, you know.
You can.
No, I'm saying I can be the mom.
No, you can.
But listen to how I mean, like, because my dad is in my life and he's always been in my life. I have a daddy.
Right. I have a daddy.
I mean.
And I call him daddy at 41.
Yes, my daddy right now, if I call my daddy is coming.
Right.
With my children.
Yes.
And my mom on his back. My daddy.
Why you gotta be on the back, man?
Well, I mean, because I'm just saying, like, I have a dad. Yeah, like, I, anytime my daughter, she looks at my dad as her dad.
As an example. Yes.
And that's her dad. And she has a father.
Does she call him daddy?
No, she calls him Papa. She calls him Papa. You know, she knows her dad. But she's yearning for more. But she takes it in my dad, and I'm so thankful. A lot of children don't have that. A lot
that
of
person
children,
to pick up that slack.
They don't.
Yes,
they don't.
That's
and
a
I'm
blessing.
So thankful that she has that.
Right.
Now my baby, my little firecracker.
The red sweet potato.
She is a pandemic baby.
She is about to start walking.
Yes, she's a pandemic baby.
No, seriously. It's not funny. I'm not joking.
She's a cyborg.
Yeah. She has love from everyone.
She's the glue, probably.
Our people, you know, her dad. Like, you know, and I feel like my other baby, my big baby, like,
They feel left out.
I don't.
I'm your big baby. Okay, I'm your big baby.
You know what? I totally. Oh my God. I totally get
Jeez.
It. Because you know what? I'm now just thinking. I wonder if that's how my
oldest stepbrother is
felt. Uh-huh. Because for years, it was just me, my sister, and my mom and my stepdad, and they were in Alabama. And I mean, we lived two totally different lives. I mean, that's the first place I ate red dirt. Are we really out here eating dirt?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, no, for real. It was two totally different lives. And having to move in, I know when they used to come for the summer, there was like 3 to 4 days of a warm up for me and my ex-stepbrother. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
readjusting and reconnecting.
So I wonder if they had a little bit of not hate, but and not envious, but
disconnect.
Yeah.
Disconnect.
Just felt some type of way because we spent that. And for me, that's what I knew. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when I started to form, because between the ages of 1 to 7, that's when your personality and your mind is actually formed. Mm-hmm. So at about 4 to 5 years old, that's what I knew. So I was like, I knew that, and I knew my dad, and I was like, I knew my dad's girlfriend. It was a blended family. He was there. It was never like, I have a daddy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He can fix anything. What's up, good daddy? You know what I'm saying? I am the favorite, too. But, no, I mean, so I wonder if that's what they felt.
And that's why y'all have a disconnect.
That's why I was receiving that. Yes. Because for me, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm gaining this extra stuff.
And what are
they are being pulled from everything they know. Because it wasn't a easy flip over. You know what I'm saying? It was more of an adoption, I believe. It was more of, no, they're here permanently. They are not going back.
Yeah. And, you know, like you had said previously, that's how that overcompensating and that overparenting can come into play. Because you're doing more for the one that's maybe because
they stopped doing for because we became middle kids, baby. We stopped it.
No, I'm saying like
it was cut off
even
immediately.
You know, it's just a real emotional time. It could be a trying time because especially if you care. If you don't care, then it won't be.
It's easy to shut down.
Yeah, it's easy to shut down, shut out. Oh.
Yeah, whatever. Kids, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But when you have a real, genuine tie,
it's
bond.
It's a thin line
but
to walk.
As an adult now, I can imagine, you know, him, my ex-stepdad, getting his kids and getting his sons. Because he had two sons. And so I can imagine him getting them. And maybe possibly what he was going through mentally. What is he going to do? How is he going to do it? And everything. And he was probably proud. And, you know, coming from wherever they came from and the push and the struggles and everything. So I'm pretty sure that there was. It ain't no pretty sure. Listen.
It is what it is.
I saw the difference. The difference didn't bother me. But I knew it was there.
It was present.
Mm. I knew that shit was there.
Just like,
but I wasn't being mistreated, so it didn't matter. But it was like, how the fuck up?
It was a feeling you had never had before because you hadn't been in that situation or environment. So you took note of it.
I can
take note of it.
Now I don't know if my mom did it. I don't know if they felt that on that end because when I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh no,
I'm sure they did.
She beat them too. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she. I'm sure they did.
But I'm sure they and maybe they possibly did. But I know for a fact. For him, yeah, he.
There was a difference.
Like when they made good grades, it was pomp and circumstance. When you made good, oh, Juwan got a B.
Yeah.
But you see, coming from the parents,
and I'm thinking about what am I going about?
Yeah, now, like, okay, well, I'm proud of Juwan too, but I can't show too much. This is me, but I can't show too much because then I'm gonna make them feel some type of way. Like,
oh wow,
you know, you see what I'm saying? We have to be open.
I love
to open
hearing
our
this perspective,
and I know they're like this
because we.
I love this.
Yeah, you're coming from your perspective, but you're not looking at nobody else's. It's all about feelings. When we in our feelings, we don't give a damn about nothing but what we feel. Mm. But you never take into consideration what somebody else is feeling or how.
Oh,
you know,
man.
At that age, I didn't.
Now, at that age, of course.
Becoming a parent.
That's why communication is key.
It is. And becoming a parent, you see things differently. Because I even see my parents different of the mistakes they made mm-hmm. when I was younger. I'm like, oh, but they're human. Yeah. I don't look at them as mommy and daddy. I'm look at them as humans. And when I met my parents, they were in their 20s. They were very young. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was the first one. So it was like I was a test run. I was the experiment. I'm just saying, you know yeah, what I mean? And yeah. they were very young. They got married young at 18 straight out of high school. So
because
they
ain't no book on this parenting
nothing.
Thing.
Ain't no book on life. Nothing. It's but you know what the life. Book is? When you have to walk in their shoes.
Yeah.
When I became a mother, I started being less lenient on my mom. Like, oh, well, damn, now I feel how she yeah. feels. When you go through pain and breakups and life, then it starts to show you, okay, they were just human. So the way they reacted or behaved with me was nothing intentional or facetious. Right. It was just them growing. But that's where therapy comes in, and I need an apology.
Yes, yes.
Once I tell you, that's how I feel. Take accountability for
it. You feel like you need an apology, though?
I feel like what I need is probably acknowledgement more than an apology, because I've already forgiven them myself for the peace of my own mind.
That's an apology.
That's an apology.
No, sometimes you can forgive without an apology. I've forgiven everything.
You have, but you need it.
I think what I would like.
It.
Not. I would like for somebody to be held accountable. But not necessarily apologize and say, I'm sorry. More like, you know what? I did. Because when I bring up things that hurt me or things that happened, even my siblings, it's always downplay like, nah, that didn't happen. We didn't do that. They have selective memory and amnesia. Well, so that they can rest at night. And instead of saying, you know what? I was young and I did do that and that was fucked up.
But you
they're
know
not
what?
Doing that.
I have to say this,
so
though.
So that's why I went to therapy.
Well, I have to say this, though. Sometimes people do forget because it might have been a traumatic experience for you. But it might not have been for them. It might have just been an everyday thing.
So that's now, when I tell you, now. You need to acknowledge and acknowledge my feelings.
But sometimes some humans and some people think that the acknowledgments is a sign of guilt. Now.
I feel you.
Now, a sign of guilt.
That's why I said and accountability.
It also could be the way that it's brought to them too as well. Because if you're telling them that they did something, then maybe they did not do it. But if you're coming at them telling them that this is how I felt when you did this.
I did it that way, telling them how I felt because I was so mature and was older and a mother with my first child. And I would say, this is how you made me feel. And all of them would say, that didn't happen.
Well, and you know what? Because of probably the way that you said, this is how you made me feel.
No. It was more, this is how I felt.
Oh, this is how you felt.
This is how I felt. I was like, my dad was not there. It made me feel sad. It was nothing like you did this and you broke it up. It was never like that. Because I was going to get a psychology degree myself. I love studying the mind and I love nonverbal communication. Right. I love, you know, speaking about how people feel and feel.
Yes.
So I was very in tune very early. Like I said, my mom is like a hippie. So I knew how to be in tune with my feelings.
Right.
And so the thing was, I would express that and it wouldn't be acknowledged because they weren't mature enough to accept my feelings.
Now, did you ever, because I know I've said to some people and, you know, I forgive you for not being the mom or stepmom that I needed you to be in that moment.
My thing is,
because that's a form of release, because nobody can be what you want them to be in that moment.
Thing
they
is,
can only be what they can inspire to be and what they're known to be from their life experiences. So it's like,
but see, it's kind of like if you tell somebody, hey, when you touch me, that burns, it hurts. You should acknowledge that and say, you know what? Well, I'm not going to touch you like that. It shouldn't be like, well, let me do it more since I know it hurts you. So that's where I have been placed with the adults that are in my life.
So y'all haven't moved forward? Is it?
I told y'all the last episode.
Oh, never mind.
On site. It could be.
Oh, my God.
Pop off on site. Okay. I said I went to therapy. I didn't say it was all good.
She's a work in progress.
I'm just telling you. Okay. Now, on my mom has such a good heart. She only attracted every one of my stepdads were the bomb. Everyone. They treated me very well. I got to see different types of level of wealth and upper echelon. And I'm talking about Africa and Nigeria, different things that, you know, people and my stepdad was very, very, very nice to me. Like he was very nice. And I think because my mom set those boundaries, like you're not going to disrespect my child. Mm-hmm. You're not going to handle her anyway. On the other side, my dad never had that conversation with his mates. It was whatever they wanted to do and do to me. They could, disrespect and all. And when I brought it up, it was not acknowledged. Because my mom didn't play that. You weren't going to do my child in any kind of way. My dad, he was more in love because, you know, pussy run the house. So.
Was he aware that they were mishandling you?
There's been times that I wouldn't even tell my mom because I knew my mom would drive through their house She doesn't play about me, okay? It's two people that don't, it's God and it's Sheila. But my dad would not have those conversations because he doesn't like confusion. He doesn't like drama. And to him, speaking about your feelings bring on confusion. Mm. And he's a stone wall. And if you bring up feelings, don't bring up feelings. You know, and I love my dad. My dad loves me. My dad has been in my life my entire time, you know, but it's just been times that as a dad, there should be that conversation. Like you said, we should have conversations with our children about, hey, I've fallen in love. I'm dating somebody. We're going to get married. I would like for you to meet them.
Right.
That was never happened with me. So, of course, I'm going to go into it aggressively, not really caring for that person, especially the way.
You took my dad from me. My dad is not here. Hello? He is another woman with excess children, your own children. What about me?
Hello? What about? And then I have my mom that is a woman that's also been hurt because divorce is painful.
And you know what? To be honest with you, when you really think about it, because if you're having a blended family, something has already not worked out. So there's already some type of
hostility
energy coming in that is maybe possibly reluctant, you know, maybe possibly shaky. Like I said, you never know what that child is actually feeling, let alone that parent.
Right.
And now that you have brought it up,
the other freaking
parent and what they're dealing with. But I just know that wasn't my part because, you know, I had an amazing stepdad.
Yeah, I did too. I had the best of both worlds. I had the best of both worlds. And that's how I know what the good is supposed to look like. And that's how I know one side wasn't. Because the men that my mother chose to date or marry, whatever, including my stepfather, they were always good to me.
Well, now that there was one that my dad actually dated that overstepped her boundaries.
Like,
and I don't know
what
it was.
Did you get a whipping?
No, I didn't get a whipping. She just kind of put her nose in business that did not belong to her at that given moment. I think I might have been 16 years old. And I don't know. I think I came over there and asked for maybe $100 or something like that, or maybe he was fixing my brakes, and it was something. Yes.
what I missed it.
He had a black Volvo.
Oh, the black Volvo.
Yes. It was
I remember you and LaDonna in that car at band practice for some reason.
Yes, before you fought. Yes. Oh god. Yeah.
Oh my
no
gosh.
We
before the fall,
I think I was. I think
I
think we were. I think Jesus. He was fixing my brakes. Uh-huh. I truly think he was fixing my brakes.
Jesus!
Damn it! No, and I think she came out there, and I think she said something. I don't know what she said, but to me, it sounded like, "What are you doing with your life?" I don't know. That's what I picked it apart or whatever it was, but whatever she said to me should not have been said because I didn't come over there and ask her for a dime. Okay? For a dime. I didn't ask her to change nan break, nan rota.
Oh.
You know, but she had something to say.
Is she and still then, your stepmom?
No, she's not.
Wow.
She is not. But I did meet her again not too long, maybe. This month, last month.
Oh, shut really? Up.
I saw her again last month.
Oh,
and
how'd
come
go?
To find out, it went amazing.
Really?
Because you know what? At that age, she didn't know me because I didn't know me.
Wow.
And I didn't know her because I didn't want to.
Right.
Because I didn't want to. And then just having the conversation with her.
I didn't want to. That was deep. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to.
A lot of children don't want to.
I did not want to.
Because I don't want to hurt my mom's feeling. I don't want to hurt my dad's feeling. So it's you know, we could talk
and
for
days.
And
you know what? I was so mean that's how I would get under my dad's skin. Like, I'd be like, oh, my dad said. So I'm at my dad's house for a weekend. I would call him my dad knowing my dad would get pissed.
And it's,
so
it
I, was
would
so,
cause,
I would win.
You, yeah, because you caused a rift in that relationship.
No, what I was doing was getting gifts.
But listen.
In my mind.
In your mind. Yeah. But you caused a rift, I'm sure, in that relationship because she said something to him about it. And in turn, that pissed him off. And it could make the parent mistreat their own child. Because I've seen it happen.
Ooh.
You know, so.
See, I just couldn't see it because I never knew why my stepdad didn't do that. But women and men are different, too. That's also another subject.
Well, yeah, because I can honestly say at one point in time, I felt like, why is my mom treating me like this? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Because I guess she was making a difference and she was creating balance.
Yeah. Mm.
She's creating balance, but it's like, I've been formed in here. Mm-hmm. And this is not what the things are supposed to look like because they came after I was 7 years old.
Oh, hello.
Now keep in mind, this was already form.
Yeah.
It wasn't form with no younger brother.
That's what I said. That's why I said therapy is vital, in my opinion. It really is.
Therapy helped me a lot.
But it helped. It's like the dying of an old relationship and a new marriage.
You have to
bury it. Yeah. You know, because
the
children always have thoughts of their parents being together. When that don't happen, here comes somebody else. So I have to bring this person into my life.
Right.
How do I do that? How do I adjust with the other children, their extended family? It's a lot.
So before we go,
your aspect of it, I swear to God, I had a whole epiphany.
I did too.
I did. Because,
you know,
I never thought about it like that.
You ain't the shit.
Yes, I am.
You ain't the shit friend.
She did it.
So that was
on point.
Okay, well then, welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back. Can we do it?
Welcome back.
It's still gonna be a no. It's still gonna be a no. So before we go, I'm going to go to you and I'm going to say, if you have any advice for somebody that's actually getting into, and keep it short, sweet, and brief. Okay, goddammit.
Not Mr. Long-winded.
Hell yeah. So we're going to keep it short, sweet, and brief. If you have any advice for anybody that's out there that is embarking on a blended family, in a blended family, trying to get out of one, whatever the case may be, any advice that you could possibly give, since it's coming from your perspective as a parent, from a blended family.
Or even the kid advice, too.
She can't come from a kid.
But she can give a kid advice. Like, she could tell me, hey, guess what? Don't be mad at your stepmother because of something that may not be of your control.
Or just,
you know what I mean?
Give me
just
a chance.
Or just exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and I'm not trying to take, well, the advice that I would give the adult, let's take it there. The adult embarking in the, not co-parenting,
the blended family relationship.
Open communication with the other parent, as well as the children's parent. I think everybody needs to be on the same playing field and have the same objective, so that everybody can know what's going on and what our role is. As far as the children, be open with those children. Let them know, I'm not trying to take your parents' place. I'm here for you. Whatever you need, I'm here. You can look at me. I'm Miss Keisha. Miss Keisha, you know, I want you to talk to me. It's an open playing field, but have a relation. Even if it doesn't work, you want them to feel like they can come to you with anything. Like the children that I'm involved with, I'm the same with or without their parent, but that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? And regardless if they come to me or not because of whatever situation, it's no love lost on my end. But I think communication is key. I think you're the adult. So before you bring children into any other relationship, like involve children into, make sure that all the adults are on the same playing field and have an open communication. Yes. I think it has to start there, because if that foundation is weak and broken, then them kids can, it'll be a mess.
That sets the narrative.
Yeah, it does.
You have to set the foundation of, guess what? We're all in this together. You can't play
us
against each other.
We're all in
this
together.
And the focus is the children.
And the children.
Because
the
if it's a bitter parent involved, that shit is not going to work.
Ooh.
If a bitter parent is involved, because they do go home, but if everybody's on the same playing field when them children go home, hey, you better respect whatever's going on in that house. This is what's going on over here. But if they don't have that, oh, that's so-and-so, that heifer this. You don't have to listen to nothing she say. Your daddy don't even want it. Your daddy called me last week anyway.
But you know what that does, though, also, too? That also stops all the confusion. Because it's just, the devil will try to kill, steal, and destroy all the peace, and will use the children
Amen.
As a vehicle.
Yeah. Amen.
Way.
So let me just talk about this confusion. I said short, sweet, and brief. Miss V. So, no, that was actually a really, really good one.
I could keep it short and sweet.
Great advice, though,
that
for
was
a parent.
Very good.
For a parent and to the child too as well.
Yeah.
Miss V, what do you have?
I would say the only way I can speak is through the perspective and maybe from the parent, from what you said, but as the stepchild, I would say start with an open palate. Don't let your parents that are co-parenting you kind of alter your decision on liking or disliking somebody. Be open.
Mm-hmm.
And from the parent point of view, set boundaries right. for the step-parent. Make sure the step-parent and their entire family and their siblings and their children know that your child is a priority. You respect them and boundaries will be set. And when you see them crossing those boundaries or being disrespectful or being hateful towards your children, step in and speak up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And step in and speak up.
Even the step-parent. Yes. Don't if you have that yes. open forum, build your boundaries there. Yes. You know, we can do whatever, but I yes. am still an adult. I am yes. not your parent, but you're going to respect me. You know, have
communication
is key. It is.
And what would you say, Juwan, from your aspect? Because you are like me, a product of a blended family.
As a product of a blended family and as a child, I would actually say for the child, don't be afraid if you're of age to go to the parent and establish your own relationship. Mm. Of what you might possibly want if you're of age to kind of know what that means. Mm-hmm. And for the parent and for the child too as well, what are you adding to me? Mm. What are you adding to me as a parent? And as a child, what are you adding to me? What can I'm going to tell you what I'm going to add to you. What are you adding in my life? And what type of relationship is that? And so I just say, be open and don't think of time. Just take it day by day. And the number one thing is the relationship that the parents have is not a relationship, a reflection of a relationship with you. Yep. It's just not. Because you can have two biological parents and that parent can cheat on that parent, right. but still love that child.
Very much so.
Just unconditionally. So that just know that there is a difference and establish it and give them a chance.
And communication needs to be done.
And talk. If you don't like something, say something.
Speak up. Remember I said something. That that's
but
what I wanted
respectful.
To do.
But be respectful mm-hmm. because yes. it's still an adult. Yes. Right. Regardless if they're not your dad. No, they're not your dad, but they're still an adult. I demand mm-hmm. respect even in a grocery store.
Right.
Where's your parentals? Because I'm about to be one right now.
Do y'all remember me speaking up on that first episode, that eldest episode, when I was like, I wish I would not have given a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you come from on that.
Yes.
Just speak up mm-hmm. and communicate.
Speak up.
It has to be done.
And speak up. And if you feel like you cannot speak to that step-parent, definitely go to your parent. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot go to your parent, go to your counselor. If you can't go to your counselor, go to your best friend. Just keep going. Don't give up, because I guarantee you the blessings is going to be there in a blended family if everyone is willing to work at it.
And everything you put into it is what you're going to get out. So if you're putting in mess, dysfunction, and a bunch of bullshit, that's what you're going to get out. So stop being hateful out there, people, with people's kids and your parents and you kids. Stop being hateful to your step parents.
That's why
it needs to be love, love, and everybody need to be on the same page.
And then to make a light of it though, come Christmas time and your birthdays, you get a couple of more gifts.
Hooked up.
I'm just saying, you get a couple of more gifts, a couple of more love, and a couple of more phone
y'all,
calls.
Y'all, we did good. I love it.
I love
Keisha. I had an epiphany.
Keisha got something else to say.
Yeah, it's imperative.
Imperative.
Yes.
I love it.
Vernacular.
That's the parents make sure that this is a relationship that's strong enough that they want to involve their children in. Because you don't want to keep dragging your children. That's emotional turmoil on.
It's confusion.
Yeah.
That they want to be dragged in now.
No, in and out of a bunch of relationships.
If I keep introducing, okay, well,
a new one, a new one.
Yeah. Say it's not married, but like, oh, okay, like, it's not a marriage, but you know, like a relationship. And you keep bringing children in and out. That's like a lot on children.
It gets crazy.
It's crazy.
It gets so crazy.
Confusion.
Yeah. So crazy. Make sure that's something that you want to do before you involve any children.
I love it.
All righty. Okay, you blended motherfuckers. That's what we're going to do today. So thank you for joining Elastic Conversations. Keep in mind that it is the month of December, and that means it is holiday season.
No, it's my birthday. Yeah. It's going to be my birthday.
Nobody cares about a Sagittarius.
But I am a Capricorn.
Nobody cares about a Capricorn. But with that being said, I'm going to make a suggestion on camera right now for the month of December. Let's all film in pajamas.
I'm doing it. I have Christmas pajamas because we take Christmas pictures.
Don't come up in here, no lingerie.
No, they're family photos, bitch, but I'm wearing some like a and we need some regular t-shirt. We throw a thigh out there.
Okay.
Okay, hey.
Give us a thigh.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. I think that'll be so fun. And then I we're going to have eggnog. And
Yes.
As long as we got Southern comfort.
Whatever.
Whatever we're going to have, honey, we're going to have it. So thank you for joining us on this amazing roller coaster that we call Elastic Conversation. Keisha's gonna be right here to take us out and tell everyone where to find us. Where might that be, Dolly?
We're
someone
on.
Someone watched America Bandstand.
Yep, that's she wasn't part. Ready.
Okay, but we're on all podcast yeah. platforms.
God damn it. Yes. We're on all streaming podcasts. Yeah,
that, that's not my, that's not what I
no,
say.
Her thing
all
is
I
this.
Say is
we're
click
on
like,
Spotify, you guys.
Up.
I heart.
Shut up. Look. Shut up. Okay. All I say is click, like, share, and subscribe. Now you go ahead and say what you're on.
Okay, say it again. Say it again so I can be ready. We're going to double dutch it.
Okay. Shit, now I'm not ready. Okay.
Damn it.
Click, like, share, and subscribe, people. Thank you.
On Spotify, iHeart, and we're also on YouTube, too, as well. And all of the streaming podcast services, just type in Elastic Conversations, and you can actually find us. You can actually find us on Instagram, too, at _ Elastic Conversations. Please join in with us as we heal, and we give you whatever it feels that we feel that you need.
Yes. We're healing while laughing. Because
we're releasing too as well.
Yes, we're healing while laughing.
She is healed.
Healing by laughing. Okay. Yeah,
absolutely. So I love you guys and we will see y'all later. Thank you. Thank you. Much love.